Hi, it's Mike Wood here from Telstra, and I'm with Meg and Vinaya, two of our exciting graduates from 2023. We're on the Gold Coast, which is where we've got one of the Telstra 5G supercells. That means it's got 5G low band, 5G mid band, including standalone, and the exciting new millimeter wave technology. What we're going to demonstrate today is millimeter wave beamforming. What that means is that one of the efficiencies of beamforming is that it can send a narrow beam to individual devices. That's how you get great efficiency and great throughput on 5G. So what we're going to do, Meg and Vinaya are going to walk in a straight line across these three measurement probes, and on the spectrum analyzer, we're going to show you the signal come up on one, then on the middle one, and then on the third one, and that's the we're tracking the individual beam. So Vinaya is going to activate a Google Pixel 7 millimeter wave phone, and we're going to see she's going to walk between across in a straight line across three probes. They're connected to these individual spectrum analyzers, so you'll see the signal come up on the left-hand side, then in the middle, and then on the right-hand side. So let's give this a go if you want to come up above. Okay, Vinaya, activate your Google Pixel, and let's see if we get a connection. We've got millimeter wave on the left-hand side. As Vinaya moves to the middle probe, you can see it on the middle. And as Vinaya moves to the right-hand side, you can see it come up on the right-hand side probe. So that's demonstrating the power of millimeter wave beamforming, being able to send a beam to an individual device, which gives you that great efficiency on 5G.
This 5G beamforming demonstration from Telstra is absolutely shocking for those that have an eye for detail. Telstra, of course, is the major telecom in Australia. Let's go through this so that we can explain to you what we're looking at. First and foremost, this demonstration absolutely proves that these cell towers are beaming people. They're shooting out invisible radiation beams that nobody can see, and they're following people. So this technology exists. That's perhaps the first shocking revelation. It's not some kind of conspiracy theory. These cell towers are shooting beams at people. What is really shocking is the size of these beams, or the spotlight that's being made by these cell towers. What we're seeing, in fact, is that the beams are at least 5 meters wide. So in this demonstration, they've got probes that are basically 3 meters apart, set up on tripods, and the test subject is walking about 5 meters in front of these probes. And it's a good thing that these probes aren't right on the person, because they would basically be going off the charts. But basically what we're seeing is that these spotlights, this beamforming that's happening with these death towers, is shooting out a beam that's at least 5 meters wide. And so it's not this precision that they show you on the pamphlets where it's just striking your phone. It's basically irradiating an area that's the size of a room with a spotlight effect. And of course, with 5G phones, the reverse is true. They're shooting a beam back at these death towers, and it's probably as sloppy and as wide. And so anybody that's in between the phone and the beam, or the phone and the cell tower, is getting beamed by the phone, just like people are getting beamed by these death towers. And if you bring a meter close to a phone, you realize just how strong these radiation levels are. Now, the FCC levels are basically 10 watts per meter squared, which is basically 10,000 milliwatts per meter squared. The bioinitiative safety standards are about 0.2 milliwatts per meter squared, and the World Health Organization sets the standard at about 100 milliwatts. So basically, the FCC standards are way, way above the World Health Organization standards, and we see what's safe and effective for them with the death facts. So we know already that 100 milliwatts is probably way up there. And the bioinitiative safety standard is at 0.2 milliwatts, not even 1 milliwatt. Now, when you think about all of these cell towers in the cities and in your communities, These things are pumping out a massive amount of radiation, way above what's considered safe by scientists. It's basically an echo or a parallel of what we saw with the vaccines during the pandemic. You had all these doctors saying the vaccine isn't safe. And here again, we have all these doctors basically saying this radiation isn't safe. So when you think about what people are being hit with in the cities and in your communities, it's massive compared to what it really should be. But the fact that these things are actually beaming you on top of just broadcasting like a radial broadcast in every direction, I mean, that makes it even worse. Because if you could measure what these things are actually hitting you with, it would be way beyond the norms or the standards, the safety standards. Most meters, EMF meters today, can't pick up the radiation that's being broadcast by these cell towers. Most EMF meters have an upper limit of around 3.5 gigahertz or 5 gigahertz. They're not able to see into the 10, 20, 30 gigahertz range with these new 5G beamforming towers. But if they could, you would be absolutely shocked by the amount of radiation that's hitting people just from using their phones. And, you know, a lot of people are out there with meters trying to figure out what they're getting hit with, but they're only able to pick up basically the 4G and the low band 5G radiation. They're not able to see the beams on their meter. So it gives people kind of like this false sense of security as well when they're using a meter, because they don't actually know what they're really getting hit with. This is part of the problem. But what you can see, and this is a narrow band on, you know, the broadband EMF spectrum, what you can see is shocking already. What you can't see is even worse. And this is why we continue to highlight the dangers of this technology, because even all by itself, it's extremely dangerous, and it's a major contributor to cancers. And, you know, all along this whole 5G story, they've been selling it to us like this, that these beams are really narrow and precise, and they're just beaming your phone. But what we see here with this Telstra demonstration, again, Telstra is kind of like the AT&T of Australia. What we're seeing is that, in fact, these beams are massive. They're about 5 meters wide, and they're not just a few inches wide to cover your phone. You are definitely getting irradiated big time with these towers. And everybody around you, your pets, you know, and it's an intense beam. It's not just classic broadcasting from tower to tower that's, you know, going in every direction. These are like laser beams, invisible laser beams that are basically hitting people. Now, what makes it worse is that this technology has been weaponized, and that's pretty much a given. And it's being used as part of a social credit score system. We're getting numerous reports to that effect from weapons experts, industry insiders, and the like. So not only are these towers just beaming people for telecom services, but they're beaming people because you've been flagged on Facebook or you've been flagged on YouTube. They're beaming you because you're voting Republican or because you haven't gotten your vaccine. This is what the insiders are telling us. This is what victims are telling us. This is what weapons experts are telling us. And so basically the cities are now like an open air prison surrounded by electronic guard towers or death towers that are enforcing some kind of social credit score system based on woke ideologies programmed by libtards in Silicon Valley. And so you're surrounded by a death grid that's beaming you and punishing you because you're not like them. And this AI is so advanced that basically it beams you and hits you in a way that mimics disease. And it follows you wherever you go so that the effects are very convincing. And they basically mimic heart attacks, strokes, and cancers. And they mimic the stages of cancers. And the beams intensify as the program progresses. And it all looks like climate change or natural causes, so it doesn't raise any suspicions. This is the danger that we all find ourselves in, and there's tons of people online basically screaming, being tortured, getting killed, trying to get the message out, but the big tech is silencing them, censoring them. Good luck finding anything on 5G out there that's basically critical of the technology. It gets wiped from the record. They don't want people to know what this stuff is. And it's not just the cell towers. It's the LED lights. It's the smart tech. It's even the phones that can beam you. And even new cars are equipped to beam you. They've been quietly rolling out this package of death, this control grid, while we were busy doom scrolling from crisis to crisis. But have no doubt, this technology is making people sick. And it's why at first they rolled out the 5G, and then everybody got the quote-unquote COVID, a virus that they couldn't isolate, etc., etc. So there is a relationship between this technology and people's health and public health, and there's a ton of Pentagon documents that basically say this technology causes cancer like nothing else. And when you're not aware of the dangers, it's actually worse than being in Fukushima, because if you were to walk into Fukushima, you would protect yourself. You would have some radiation clothing. You would have a meter. You would be monitoring your exposure. But with the way things are right now, nobody's really monitoring the airwaves or policing what these death towers are doing. So it's basically the Wild West out there in terms of this technology. And the fact that it's been weaponized and it's being used against people is a major concern as well. And it's why we keep saying, if you've been experiencing the 5G syndrome since the rollout of 5G, you should be concerned. If you've been experiencing chronic fatigue, recurring headaches, pain not associated with an injury, recurring back problems because this thing can target the sciatic nerve. If you've been experiencing these types of symptoms and so much more that's related to 5G, you're being targeted by this system. And that's why people need to understand what these 5G cell towers are really all about. They're like a Trojan horse hiding in everybody's neighborhood, basically beaming people. Now, some of this technology is kind of crude, where it's just, you know, shooting out spotlights that are 5 meters wide, like we see in this demonstration. But some of this technology can shoot out a precise beam that is basically surgical in precision. It's not necessarily these death towers that do that. It's other forms of energy weapons that basically kind of fill in the gaps, drones and the like. But they can basically, you know, take people out a million different ways and make it look like natural causes, and nobody's, you know, the wiser of what happened to them. But we've seen tons of activists basically get taken out, killed by this technology. And there's a long list of people that have been taken out with heart attacks, strokes, and cancers related to this technology. It's all in this book, Transhuman Genocide. We recommend this book because it's a lifesaver. It explains the narrative. It explains all of the different directed energy weapons that are out there. It explains the strategies that are being used against people. And it also explains the strategies that you can deploy to protect yourselves from this weapon system, which is basically everywhere. It covers the recipes to make military-grade EMF shielding that can resist these weapon systems. And so it offers real solutions. It talks about the problems, And it talks about the artificial intelligence that's driving this technology. And it's all part of the transhuman agenda, which is to assimilate people into cyborgs. It's kind of like the Borg, in a way. And, you know, even, you know, friendly faces from Silicon Valley like Elon Musk are trying to, you know, assimilate you with their brain chip. And so all of these people are in it together trying to assimilate you. And those that don't want the chip and that don't want the vaccine are basically programmed for extermination. And this is going to be happening over the next 5 to 10 years. It's why you need to start preparing now. This guide tells you how to basically build a safe room, how to build body armor. You can find it on Amazon or on Patreon. But basically, if you're not protecting yourself from this technology, you're going to be a victim in the next few years due to this transhuman agenda. And so they're not just messing up the food with GMOs. They're not just messing up people with, you know, transsexualism. It's all part of the transgenic or transhuman agenda. And basically, you know, they want people to be unisexual and they want people to have a high tolerance to radiation so that they can basically be chipped and assimilated and plugged into the hive mind and the singular consciousness. It's really a fascinating field of study, to say the least, but it's also a nightmare scenario for all of us that just want to be free and left alone and you know, and just be regular humans. They're trying to take everything away from us. They're not just trying to implode society, and they're not just trying to, you know, make you eat bugs. They're basically trying to kill off humanity as we know it. And so this is a real threat. And all those that want to fight for freedom and all those that want to be free and be human, you're going to get hit with energy weapons. Make no mistake about it. And this grid is everywhere. And, you know, people have tried to run from these weapons. They've tried to hide from these weapons. They've gone from city to city, state to state. And it follows them everywhere, like cell phone coverage. That's why the only way to survive right now, until everybody basically gets together and, you know, takes down this technology, the only way to survive is basically to build a safe room and to wear some type of protection. Now, just, you know, aluminum foil or EMF fabric isn't going to cut it against this technology if it's coming after you, because it's basically built to be bunker busting. So it will penetrate just aluminum foil or Mylar or EMF clothing. You basically need redundant layers of special materials to block out, you know, the vast majority of this technology. It's a complicated science, and basically it's worse than you can possibly imagine, because the weapon systems that are out there aren't just microwave energy weapons. They're hybrid energy weapons that include particle beam weapons. And this is why aluminum foil and the like just isn't going to be enough to protect you. And so the problem that we're dealing with is much more complicated than, you know, than we can really talk about in a short video. It's why this book is out there. But basically, it's next generation warfare. It's the new bullet. And right now, it's an asymmetric war against humanity. And people are just running around naked, getting hit with these towers, letting this system basically cause cancer and take them out in many different ways. Seeing these people suffer online, seeing what happens to these people is beyond a nightmare. It's why we're spending so much time talking about this technology and talking about ways to protect yourself, because you wouldn't even want your worst enemy to go through what these people are going through right now. And these people are your peers, they're your friends, they're the people that you know online, that you've listened to. I mean, we could go through the victims of this technology, but I mean, it goes from Rush Limbaugh to Ed Schultz to David Dees to Mike Morales to Brandy Vaughn to Dr. Nowak, Dr. Zelenko from the Z-Pak. All these people got either cancers or strokes from this technology. But the people that are, you know, getting the cancers from this technology, you know, they're suffering in a way that you just can't even imagine. Don't let this happen to yourself. Don't let this happen to, you know, people that you know. Don't let this happen to your pets, because they target your pets as well. Make a safe room, and, you know, your pets will go there immediately. And you'll feel the difference. You'll get your energy back. The headaches will go away. And it'll be a, you know, a huge change in your life. And when you see it for yourself, then you really start to realize just how bad the problem is. You know, people don't understand things that they don't see. And that's why this demonstration is really pivotal in the conversation, because here they're showing you that these beams exist. It's not just, you know, fancy advertisement. These cell towers are shooting beams at people, and the beams are wide enough to basically irradiate, you know, an entire room or a car or any stuff like that. And so, I mean, you could be sitting in a place and you're not using a cell phone, but the dude, you know, next to you is, and you're getting beamed because of that. And I think, you know, this is a huge eye-opening experience for those that, you know, think all of this, you know, all of these graphics and these animations are just, you know, fear porn. This is real. This is happening. And you're all concerned. You're all a target. Everybody's a target in this new world that we find ourselves in, where they're like, you're going to eat bugs and own nothing, and we're going to poison the food, the air, and the water. I mean, this is a... You know, this is like the Hunger Games. And we're just sitting out there in these districts getting beamed for fun, for their pleasure. This is how they have fun. And we're just sitting there just waiting for it. It's unacceptable. That's why everybody should be talking about this stuff. Feel free to repost, you know, our content, this video, anything that you want from our Telegram feed. And get people aware of just how dangerous this technology is and just how dangerous the situation is. You know, buy this book for somebody. Leave it on their coffee table. Send it to them, you know, via the mail. Have it be a gift, a surprise. This is the best, you know, gift you could give someone, really. You know, let people know just what's going on. Transhuman Genocide, you can find it on Amazon. Hard copy versions are there, thick and slim versions. And there's the ebook version, and there's the PDF version on our Patreon as well. Patreon.com/STF News. So check that out. Transhuman Genocide. You can read a free sample. You can try it out for 30 days with Amazon with the hard copies. But you'll see, I mean, this book is like nothing else. And it covers, you know, so much information, it's beyond what you can imagine, to say the least. We'll leave it there for this broadcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Until the next time, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.